These are the first two exhibits.
It's for letter. It'll be on the stand.
What is it on me?
Swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Okay, go ahead.
I approach, Your Honor.
Yeah.
Can you say your name and record, sir?
John Coletto.
And what's your occupation?
I am the co-owner of Nestor Close Sotheby's Master Realty as a real estate broker.
I've attached Exhibit 1 is a page from your website that says about John Coletto. Is that an accurate copy of a page from your website that describes some of your professional background?
Yes, it is.
I move Exhibit 1 into evidence.
Any objection? It's a CV.
No.
Are you, is your firm the listing agent for the house at 7020 Lions Head Lane owned by the Shirley Bernstein Trust?
Yes.
How long has that house been on the market?
1,150 days.
How does that compare to other listings in your firm?
It is one of the longest on record in the last 5 years.
And but the house was initially listed by whom?
Listed by our company, myself.
Who was the who owned the house, or who was the?
Cy Bernstein.
Okay. And do you recall when that was listed?
The original listing date was January 24th, 2012.
For the record, Mr. Bernstein died in September 2012. What did you think of the price when it was listed?
It was extremely high.
Can you tell the court why it was listed that high?
Mr. Bernstein had another residence. The truth is, he spent the time between both residences and wasn't motivated at that moment to sell.
What was the listing amount?
On the other property?
On this property.
On this property at $3,000,450.
Did you provide an affidavit at my request?
I did.
Before you signed it, did you read it and edit it?
I did.
Exhibit 2, Your Honor, is the affidavit of John Coletto. I would move that into evidence.
Any objection to his affidavit?
No.
Okay.
Well, oh, I haven't had any time to review any of this stuff. Okay.
We had this hearing on an expedited basis. That's not a legal basis.
Okay.
Okay. Is there a pending contract on the house?
Yes.
And how much? What's the price of the pending contract?
$1.1 million.
I'm sorry.
$1.1 million.
Is it your belief that a recommendation that that offer should be accepted by the trustee?
Yes.
Does that offer represent the, in your opinion, the current fair market value of the property?
Yes.
Can you tell the court if you have any specific experience in the St. Andrews community where this particular house is located?
I started with a developer in 1983, and with new sales in the community, 1989, my partner, Mark Nestor, and I established our realty company called Nestor Club Realty. We have, since 1983, on the new sales and resale side, sold over 750 new and resale homes within the community.
Where do you currently live?
In St. Andrews Country Club for the last 25 years.
So you're... Does your firm have a number of other houses currently listed in the St. Andrews community?
Yes, currently about 12.
Okay. Was the asking price lowered at some point from the what Simon Bernstein initially had told you to sell the house for?
Yes.
And can you briefly tell the court the short history of that?
The short history, starting in a number that the Cy Bernstein knew at the outset was completely a start number. We went from, over the course of time, down into about, we broke the 2 million range at in July of 2013. We went to 1,995,000, taking it down consistently based upon showings. We had traffic and showings, but we were simply not getting offers.
Did you have the house, did you suggest that the house be appraised?
In all estate situations, I would recommend it to all clients.
And was the house, in fact, appraised?
Yes.
Okay. May I approach, Your Honor?
Your Honor, we've never seen, this is the first time we're getting this stuff, okay? Just on the record.
This is 3 and this is 4.
More beneficiaries and...
I'm handing it with Mark Exhibit 3, which is a contract. Is that a contract between a buyer whose name has been redacted and the Shirley Bernstein Trust?
Yes.
For $1.1 million?
That's correct.
And if you look at the paragraph 4 on the first page, says that the closing was to be on April 20th, 2015. You see that? Or before? And did circumstances arise after this was signed that necessitated an earlier or more immediate closing?
As of April 1st of this year, the membership is going to increase $30,000. Current membership is $95,000. We're going to see $125,000.
When the house was appraised, were you given a copy of the appraisal?
I was not.
Okay. I would move the appraisal in as Exhibit 4.
No.
Okay. That I'm going to show you an appraisal that was done in July of 2014, and I believe it comes out with an indicated value in the range of $1.2 million or $1.25 million. Is that consistent with your memory?
Yes.
Now, based upon recent comps in the neighborhood, do you have a belief whether the $1.1 million is a reasonable price for this house?
I'll give these to you so you can have them for the record. A property that was originally listed, that we had listed for over $3 million and was reduced over the course of time, over the course of 1 year, 320 days, list price of $1,899,000 at 7,876 square feet of living space. That property sold for $1.3 million and just closed as of March 11th is the most recent sale, and that sold for $165 a square foot. This home, it was updated and in really exceptional condition. That is one comparable sale. A second comparable sale on 7106 Ayrshire Lane, which, by the way, this property also is at 7154 Ayrshire Lane. The second property at 7106 Ayrshire Lane was listed originally at 1975. It is 7,594 square feet of living space. Both of these homes are substantially larger than the subject house, on the market for a fourth time, but sold for $1,370,000, and that was almost 7,600 square feet. That cost per square foot was $180 a square foot. The proposed number we have is $177 a square foot. These are the two most recent sales that are within the last 6 months.
How many times have you shown this the Bernstein House?
Over 75 times over the time period.
How would you describe the layout? Is it a layout that is attractive to most buyers?
Cy Bernstein bought this house on a builder foreclosure, and the reason was this particular builder had three homes that did not hit the marketplace as to what properties, what buyers were buying in St. Andrews. Mr. Cy actually and his wife purchased the home and custodied the home themselves. It doesn't have a floor plan that is consistent with the buyer's community.
And what's the condition of the house currently?
Well, the biggest factor is it's all Spanish. Spanish driveway, tiles, interior, Spanish top floors, interior or exterior patio is all terracotta tile. These current buyers and most people looking at the home would tear all that out.
How much, could you tell the court how much you would expect the new buyer to spend on the house renovations?
In excess of $600,000.
Have there been any prior written offers in excess of $1 million? Written offers.
No.
Has there been any prior oral offers in excess of $1 million?
4 months ago, we received an oral offer at approximately $1.1 million.
What happened to that offer?
The buyer was able to get his builder into the property and determine the home needed too much work for them to consider it seriously. So it never went to the written contract offer.
Have the dealings with this particular buyer been arm's length and conducted in good faith?
Yes.
Did they initially have a lower offer it was negotiated to be higher?
Well, let me kind of that. Their initial conversation with me was a number in the 9 to 9.50 range, and I simply said that, in my opinion, that would not even receive a response.
And when they made an offer, there was a counteroffer. Eventually, I think that's in your affidavit. The 1.1 was indicated as their best and final offer.
Then on behalf of the Bernstein estate, we countered the $1.1 million offer on the front as is. It was kind of $1.150 million. The buyer rejected that counter.
Do you agree with the statement that although there's an appraisal, the best evidence of the market value of the property would be putting it on the market for an extended period of time and showing it to a number of buyers? And in your opinion, this offer is this a fire sale price?
By no means.
And in your opinion, you would recommend that the court approve the transaction as structured?
In my opinion.
Nothing further. Thank you, sir.
Ross.
Your Honor, do I get an opening statement in this hearing?
No.
Well, I don't even think I need to cross them if I can get my statement out.
No, because opening statements are not evidence. I'm going to let you testify.
Okay, and put in evidence and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now you're not cross-examination.
Can I reserve that?
Reserve what?
The time to cross-examine them?
Sure, you can.
So, okay.
I'll let you do that for
you. Yeah, because I'm not even sure I need anything from that.
Okay. He's reserving our cross speaking here just to see if we need. Any other witnesses?
The only other witness I would call would be Ted Bernstein, but I would proffer all he would say is that there's a contract, he signed it, and he wants it to close, and he followed the advice of the professional realtors he hired.
So call him.
I'm not accepting a proffer.
Okay.
Put him on or not?
I'll put on Ted on the stand.
Nice.
I think.
Stay here.
Did you receive the offer that's embodied in the contract that's marked as Exhibit 3?
Yes, I did.
And is it your opinion that that's in the best interest of the trust and the beneficiaries of the trust?
Yes, it is.
Have you followed the advice and counsel of the professional realtors that you hired and you just heard testify?
Yes.
And what's the carrying cost of the house if it's not sold under this contract, approximately, per month?
$6,000-$7,000 per month.
Nothing further.
Any questions?
Yeah, can I examine them? Oh, okay.
That's what cross-examination is.
Okay. Can I submit some things into evidence?
Yeah, show that. Give them to Marius.
Wait, this is for the judge.
It's not in evidence. You have to show it to him first.
Who? Ted?
Yeah, is that what you want to do with it?
Oh, yeah. That's my copy on top. Okay, yeah. So
go ahead.
So I have to mark it in evidence?
Well, let's wait. If you gave him a document, ask him about what you want, and if you want to move it in, I'll consider it.
Ted, are you familiar with that report? That's a Palm Beach County Sheriff's report.
Objection, relevancy.
I don't know what it says. So can you give an extra copy for me?
Oh, that's his copy.
You have that copy
for
you? Yeah,
and
that's the judge's copy.
We have three copies for today's hearing, but
well,
we got two, one for you. They have 50 copies of this. You sent it in 20
copies. This is dealing with issues about.
I don't see it.
Okay.
So show me. Show me.
Wait, that's the copy.
Oh, show it to you.
Yeah. All right. So the question is he familiar with this document reportedly authored by the sheriff's office? Is that the question?
Correct.
Okay. All right. You can answer yes or no. Are you familiar with it?
Yes, I am familiar with it.
Okay. Go ahead. Next question.
Can I use that?
Yeah.
Can you turn to page 5, the second paragraph?
It's highlighted.
It's highlighted. It says the following, correct? He said, and that would be you, Ted.
Or Spalina. Spalina.
Or Spalina, excuse me, your attorney. Who was Robert Spalina, Ted, your attorney as trustee and PR of the
Estate and Trusts of Shirley.
Objection, relevance, beyond the scope.
Was he counsel for me for the, for Shirley Bernstein Trust?
And Shirley Bernstein when you were PR.
I'm not sure about PR. They were counsel for the Shirley Bernstein Trust for a period.
So the trust that's central to this piece of property, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So he, Spallina, said, though, that against...
Here's the thing. You don't know this, but right. You're reading from a document, not an evidence.
Okay, thanks a minute.
Okay, and it's and the author of it, of the document, is the sheriff's office, I assume is what you're telling me, and they are quoting someone who's not here, Mr. Spallina.
Okay.
Okay, so there's multiple evidentiary problems there, so...
Can I go to once Ted speaks to the sheriff?
Well, you don't... So you can just ask him the question without referring to the document.
Okay.
Is it true that against that your counsel Spallina admitted that against his better judgment he altered the first page of the first amendment to the Shirley Bernstein Trust Agreement that you're trustee for, right?
Objection, relevance. We're just here to decide whether the sale of this particular property makes sense.
So, tell me in a short form, Elliot, mm-hmm. what the relevancy of this is.
Well, what we're going to establish is that Ted has sold the property in the past against the advice of his counsel, then made distributions to improper parties against the advice of his counsel, that he didn't read the trust document he was operating under when he did that, that he signed tax forms that are going to be, that are under investigation right now, where he alleged he was a personal representative at the estate. You'll remember the estate at the time he signed that was closed.
But remember I said in short form.
Okay.
Give me the relevance.
So the relevance is this sale going to cause a similar group of allegations of fraud, cause the sheriff's department to go investigate all this, cause...
Well,
you know
you just told me mm-hmm. that the allegations with this other property had to do with improper disbursements. And
improper sale, like improper documents.
Okay, all right, so...
And we're going to show that he's making this sale under the same kind of things, where no notice was given to beneficiaries, it's not following statutes. So the question isn't the property
okay,
worth
but
what
I'm
it's
trying
worth?
To do, I'm trying to do this in a mm-hmm. separate fashion.
Okay.
I'm not deciding right at this moment whether to let the sale take place for any of the legal issues that you might want to raise. I'll hear about that in a second. What I want to decide now is there's a piece of property. It's owned by the trust. That, you said, was not in dispute. Ted is the trustee.
Alleged.
Okay. All right.
Well, the hearing's coming up on that.
Okay, but
3 days after.
He is the trustee for purposes of that transaction. And the issue is whether the trust, regardless of who the trustee is, can sell this piece of property pursuant to this contract for $1.1 million and have the trust proceeds held in a way that I'm going to determine, not the way anyone else wants it to be. So the issue is it appropriate to have the sale take place as opposed to holding on to the piece of real estate that the realtors or Ted said cost $6,000 or $7,000 a month to do. Then I'll deal with the legal issues separately. This is a factual issue on whether it's good for the trust. Putting everything else aside, but I'm not deciding right now any of the other issues. All right,
so I'll be able to, okay.
You can ask some questions about the reasonableness of the sale for the amount in question.
Okay, when you say...
Which he doesn't apparently know anything about. He's listening to Mr. Puletto.
Okay. And I'm saying, for right now, I don't have a lot of questions as to... I don't have any of these documents to look at anything they've said. So the beneficiaries, if we didn't get a Zillow report, we would have never known this sale was happening. Okay?
All right, well, we'll deal with that in a second.
Okay. So, Ted, did you notify beneficiaries of this sale? Did you send out the documents when you started closing? Did you give any notice to any beneficiaries?
Objection is.
No, it is definitely relevant.
Okay.
So let me ask, when you had this property listed, correct?
Yes.
Did the beneficiaries know that the property was on the market?
Yes.
Okay. And at some point, you got a contract?
Yes.
Okay, and it looks like the contract was signed.
And let the record stand.
Wait, you can't interrupt me if I'm speaking.
Oh, okay.
So sit down now because you just violated a serious rule.
Sorry.
Sit down. It's a little questioning. I'll let you participate, but.
Okay, sorry.
Looks like you gave the contract to So, this contract was executed. You can provide notice to anyone of the fact that the property that you said you had noticed that was being listed was now under contract.
Yes, Your Honor. I did. There are several other beneficiaries, obviously. So, yes, I did. I know that Alan Rose has been in communication with Brian O'Connell. So, yes, the beneficiaries, many of the beneficiaries were aware of the sale of the property.
Okay. Well, did you deal with the dissemination of the information about the contract, or did you leave it to someone else to do that?
I believe it was left to Alan Rose.
Okay. All right. So, do you know whether Elliot Bernstein received notice?
I believe that he did through Mr. O'Connell, that's my belief.
So, next time,
what
Elliot
doing?
Bernstein, next time you laugh.
I didn't laugh. I took a sip and I coughed.
Go outside.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. I did not laugh.
You know what? There's a while that you were behaving well.
And I am.
You're getting worse now.
Okay.
Because noise comes from you. Gestures come from you. Okay? Every time you do that, two things happen. It's disruptive, just like it is now. Okay? And it makes the presentation of your case worse. So if you have a desire to hurt yourself, continue to do this until eventually I stop you. Okay, so I'm warning you on the record, cut that out. No more disruptions. Speak only when I ask you to speak, and I'll always give you time to do it.
Okay? Thank you.
No noise, no raising and flailing your hands. No one else does that.
Okay.
Only you. Okay, cut it out. Understood?
I will. Yes, sir.
Okay, thanks. Okay. So, I want to get to the heart of this. Ms. Fogliata, you're here for...
Mr.
Did you have notice of this sale from Ted Bernstein?
No, the first notice that I received was from Elliot, and then I called Mr. Rose, who then told me that he was just about to file a motion and call my office and advise us.
And when was that?
Monday afternoon.
Today is the 26th, so Monday the 23rd. Okay, so Mr. Rose,
yes.
Tell me and then show me the notices that you gave of this contract being executed on the 16th by Ted. Tell me and then show
right.
me. I mean, put aside tell me. Show me. Because Ted says he didn't do it, he allowed you to do it. Show me the notices that you gave. There's no words here.
It's the motion that we filed.
Okay, the motion. The first time that notice
right.
of this contract went to the beneficiaries or the PR was when we filed the motion.
Correct. Correct, Your Honor, though. Ted signed on the 18th, on the 16th.
Right.
That was a Wednesday. I was out of town. The buyers had 7 days to do inspections and cancel the contract. As soon as I got back to office Monday, we prepared a motion to approve and send it to everybody.
Okay. Did you send it to the PR's office?
I did.
Well, you just heard, they said that they didn't know about it until Elliot told them.
Look, the sequence of events is that the Ted signed the contract, it looks like on the 18th, the buyers were doing their inspections. The realtors changed the listing from, you know, listed to a contingent contract. And Elliot found out about it. He actually emailed out a notice of Liz Pendens on Saturday morning. So he had learned that. I returned from my trip on Sunday night. And I prepared a motion to approve it. I needed an affidavit from Mr. Paletto, which I had sent him Sunday to wait for. And when I got his affidavit back, I filed our motion. In the meantime, Ms. Foglietta called me, and I confirmed the sale. And we made arrangements to get the personal property inspected and all that.
Okay. All right. Have a seat. Thank you. I got that. Okay. I got it. All right. So... Because we can't go on too long on this. Do you have any other questions about Ted dealing with the testimony he's given so far?
Does that include Alan?
No.
I can't ask.
Answered my question. You can't answer. No, that's true. You can't answer me. Just any other cross-examination of Ted?
Yeah, I need to know what beneficiaries you told that there was this sale.
You said he left it up to his lawyer.
Yeah. So I can't ask Alan the question. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Absolutely. No.
Oh, okay.
He's done for now.
Okay.
Okay. Good. We're going to do this. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. Do you have any position on the appropriateness or reasonableness of the sale?
Okay. We are only concerned with the personal property and making sure that that's not in the contract.
Okay, look, we'll deal with that if we have to. Okay, so Elliot, I'm going to let you testify if you want. I'm going to break this down. Initially, it goes just to the issue that Mr. Paletta spoke about, some aspect of whether it's reasonable to have the sale done at the $1.1 million price and close on the 31st.
Okay. So, Your Honor, since I didn't get any of the documents and can't review any of this, and see what was, if 75 people, how many made offers, you know, even dummy offers, whatever, low balls, would validate any of this. So this is all being thrown on me. I didn't even have a contract until today, okay? So I haven't had any of these documents till today. I had no chance to cross-examine or get a deposition from Mr. Paletto. These are issues that would concern... He had, when my dad died, he had just listed property with Mr. Paletto at $5.5 million on these two properties. We're about to sell both of them for $2 million. As if the market blew apart, went screaming down in that time. In fact, it went the opposite way. So there's Zillow listings, which is just basic Zillow online, where the property's at $2.4 with a $170,000 increase in the last few days, 90 days or something.
Why did you show that to Mr. Paletto when he was on the screen?
I'm reserving my rights if we have to get there. I want to get to the legal sufficiency of if this sale is following proper procedure, because that's what you're always interested in, statutes and all those codes and stuff. So the question is, were beneficiaries given time? Did I get a chance to throw in that I might want to buy the house of my father or anything? Have I had time to look at all the documents? Get a second opinion? No. Is there been adequate disclosure of this sale? And let me tell you, Alan Rose is wrong. We got alerted by Zillow that the property was being pending a sale. We called the Joy and spoke with her and said...
All right, stop for a second. Because I have a question.
Sure.
I'm looking at this to Mr. Paletto. Paletto, come on up, because there's something I need to ask you on the record. It looks like in the contract, the closing is to be on April 20th or before, correct?
That was the initial contract offer. The contract that was finally accepted, the closing date is on or before the 31st of this month.
So this isn't the contract?
That's not the final contract.
Well, I have two of them. The exhibit three says April 20th.
Well, there's actually an addendum in there, I believe.
The addendum takes it to the 31st of March. The reason being for that, Judge, is because Seniors Country Club, the issue was in order to close and take advantage of the 30,000.
I'm looking at the
exhibit. See if I see that in here.
It's in the addendum.
May I approach, Your Honor?
Well, I have here a set.
It's actually page, it's on page, paragraph 20. I just hand it, show it, Your Honor.
I'm reading you then. Okay, well, the addendum that was signed on the 18th says that the buyer agrees to make full and complete application for golf membership, including payment of the $95,000 for it. And it's contingent upon, the contract is contingent upon buyer being able to be approved for a golf membership. So has he made the application?
Yes.
And is he approved?
He is in the process right now of being approved, yes. There's no reason that he would not be approved.
Okay. All right, and so in the contract itself, date and also the 18th. It says that buyer wants to take advantage of the country club equity incentive and must close by 3/31/15.
Correct.
So is the price increasing from 95 to 125, or is it 125 but there's an incentive to that if someone closes by the end of March, they'll reduce it to
It's increasing as of April 1st by $30,000.
So if I don't let this close on the 31st because of the objections made to the rush aspect of this, what happens to this contract?
It will cost $30,000 more than the buyer has the right to cancel.
Okay. All right. Too bad. Okay. Motion denied. Okay. Your notice is vastly inadequate. Okay. And I'm concerned that for the record, that even the PR really didn't know. And there's other things that the PR didn't know that I have to sift out about this transaction. It may be reasonable, okay, the price, but because of what goes on in this case, there needs to be notice. And Elliot actually raised a good point. He is, you know, if he hears that there's a buyer for $1.1 million, he then, or anyone else, can make an offer to match that. Not that he's going to do that, and not that, you know, but they're entitled to notice. And the problem here is, Mr. Rose, I don't see how I can eliminate notice here. And the notice is just inadequate. It doesn't, I mean, they're getting their copies of the contracts today. That's when they just said they got it.
But we don't have the right one.
Okay, and well, no, it's apparently the right one because it refers to the.
To
that. So, you know, I mean, there's a due process aspect getting in a contested case like this where people want to look and see and dealing with the history of not you, but your predecessors admitted to improper dealings with things. They want to be able to look in. And they're, you know, Elliot is going to demand that every page be analyzed and every leaf be overturned, because when Spallina and Tesher were involved with this, a lot of bad things clearly happened. Now, could that all wind up going nowhere beyond Spallina and Tesher? The answer is yes. No. Is there any other wrongdoing? I haven't found it yet. I keep hearing about it, but I haven't found it yet. But this stuff has to be flushed out. And so these buyers are going to have to, you know, I mean, I can't rush this through in this account to try to save the buyers, $30,000. Okay? If you think that it's gonna kill the deal, or Mr. Coletto, take it out of your commission, okay, if you want. Okay, so if I hear that, okay, that doesn't even cure it, because they want notice. Meaning, you can tell them that you will pay that $30,000. I'm not telling you to do this, but I know what realtors do to make deals go through. If they're going to back out, and after notice is given, you know, they're still willing to buy by the 20th, because April 20th is now the closing, is the closing date, but for the rush part of this. So everyone's on notice that's now the target date of this. Okay, so everyone has to do their due diligence by that date, or else by that date, then I'll make a decision as to allow this to be sold or not. So far, what I heard makes the price sound reasonable. Elliot, when you say, but Judge, why would the value of this home keep on going down when real estate is going up? The answer is, it is what it is, unless you show me otherwise. They have an appraisal that has an appraised value of this close to the amount that they're selling it, and the realtor explained appropriately about the conditions of the home, and it's been on the market for a long time. And so, you know, no one's buying this, and it's not a good idea to let a sale go that may not be able to be retrieved, because I'm not worried about what happens with the consequences of the sale, in that clearly if it takes place, this money goes into escrow, that is the net proceeds to the trust, and cannot be used for any purpose. Can't be used for fees, can't be used for costs.
I would 100% agree with that, Your Honor. And
Ms. Felietta even was concerned about the rush job of this. Is that accurate? Given the personal property.
The personal property,
things.
Yes, we haven't seen it.
I mean, so this has got to be flushed out. And for $30,000, you know, we can deal with that and have the closing by April 20th.
And just for the record, just on the notice issue. I mean, the trust document does not require notice. The trustee is empowered to buy and sell real estate without notice to anybody. We fully intended to make disclosure, and we did it. The dates here, I mean, I realize Your Honor is saying it's a short notice, but the contract was signed. It wasn't even final and binding until they did their inspections, but we did get the notice out on Monday. The affidavit of Mr. Coletto was attached on Monday.
I'm not faulting. It became a rush because of this would not be happening. Everyone can see, but for what's going on at the country club and the raise of the $30,000. You say that your client's agreeing.
No, I wasn't saying no. Okay. I'm saying, but it was also part of the inspection that the buyers had the right to cancel, and so they said, we'll take it as is with no, you don't have to do anything or give us any money for anything that's broken or fixed, and that was all part of it.
Don't change that, but if it's just a question between the April 20th date and March 31 of the $30,000, you folks can think of something creative to keep this deal alive.
I'm
not making it.
But his total commission, I think, would be $33,000, and ask him to pay 30 of it after he's marketed the property.
Then don't do that, because that's not reasonable. I'm not suggesting you do that.
Okay.
I wasn't even had in mind how much your commission was.
Well, what would you like us to do with the buyers? Advise them of what? That we're going to have another hearing to determine if the price is adequate? Because
I don't have any problem with the price. And I've heard no evidence, and this was a chance for Elliot to present that there's a problem with the price. The problem is that he's allowed to do other things, like review the contract and something else that he may want to present if he can, that makes it inappropriate to have the sale at the 1.1 rate. Okay, but I'm not, there's nothing I see that suggested. Elliot may present a witness who says that, the fair market value of this house should be much more than $1.1 million, but I would need hardcore evidence of that. Not Elliot, he's not qualified to do it, not Zillow, not House, they're not competent evidence
to
do that. You have to have a hardcore person to do that. And I would weigh then that opinion based upon the fact that now there's an actual buyer who's going to do an as-is cash contract. And so that's, you know, cash is king, okay, from my point of view. What? But I can tell you that if this deal goes down the tubes, it's over your objection, and if you wind up at the hearing coming up having nothing at all, then I'm going to take that into consideration. Nothing.
I would expect
nothing,
that.
Nothing that you say, Elliot, because you're in a zone that you share with I don't know who, but it's not necessarily where I'm coming from. You know, you see a lot of things that are wrong here that are not necessarily legal wrongs or wrongs that have been proven. And so I'm stopping this deal because you, Elliot, don't want it to go through. Okay? It has all the remnants of something that could be good for the trust. You don't want it. I'm not going to forget that. So you say I want a chance to prove that it's bad for the trust for various reasons. I'm going to hold you to that proof. True?
Perfect.
Okay.
Your Honor, can I?
I'm in the middle of a trial. What?
Yep.
Go.
You're talking to me
yes.
in a trial?
No, another trial.
Oh, okay.
That's where
Could I ask him one question?
Go ahead.
Okay. Mr. Pelletto, did you inform the potential buyer of the potential litigations that could be, that I've discussed with you about the property and that Ted's trying to be removed? And if this Ted is found to have acted fraudulently at his removal hearing, it could cause clawbacks, lawsuits, the cost of that could become tantamount. And I'd like, Your Honor, to consider bonding for any possible damage because we have this rush and we're all those things. But that's my question. You've known about litigation on this property for how long since we talked? Over a year? You've been given information?
You're talking, he's not even answering.
He's answering, shaking his head.
No, I'm not hearing anything.
Oh, can you answer that question?
Ask me the question.
Okay, did you inform potential buyers of potential litigation you were knowledgeable about?
No.
Was there a reason you didn't?
My job is to get the contract property in contract. I'm not in a position to try to scare people away from buying a house. We've been trying to sell for almost 3 years. The objective here is to sell the asset, not scare buyers away. So the answer is absolutely no. My job is to get it in contract, and then you guys close it.
So your profession doesn't require you to fully disclose potential litigation.
Let me ask a question. Is there litigation filed right now?
Yes.
Was it prior to filed?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't received it.
I've given you information. We've had conversations about the litigation that's pending, correct?
I've
Alan Rose has even written letters.
We're here to get you to order that the sale is approved, and if you don't order the sale to approve, then it doesn't go forward. So.
The contract is still pending. I'm not negating the contract. What you wanted was a court order to allow the closing to take place by the 31st.
And to prohibit him from interfering.
Well, I'm going to deal with that. So I'm going to deal with that second.
Because the issue.
No, you don't have to even argue that about him interfering. Because I'm going to enter an order right now dealing with that subject.
But as soon as you tell the buyers that there's going to be litigation to claw back the property, these are very wealthy people. They do not need aggravation.
Slow down. I don't need your help.
I'm sorry. Okay, I apologize.
Okay. All right, so one part of my ruling is that because Elliot is objecting and says there's a good faith basis for this sale not to go through, whereby what's going to happen is there's going to be a change in the asset structure of the trust from property to cash. Okay, Elliot's objecting to that. All right, so Elliot, I'm going to make this clear. I'm going to write it. If the buyer's here by telling me that the Pony Express told them that there was litigation about this, I know it's coming from you, okay? I am ordering you not to discuss, not to disseminate, or not to give any notice that you think needs to go to the buyers, okay? And if I find out that the buyers find out about the stuff that you just asked Mr. Pelletto about, I'm only going to look to you, and then you and I are going to have issues.
I hear you.
All right, because
I hear you.
You may think it's good to do that puffing that you do to Mr. Pelletto by telling him all that stuff that you think has some merit, that I have never found to have any merit yet. Okay, so I haven't found a conspiracy. I haven't removed Ted. I haven't found that it matters who's trustee in order to go ahead and sell this for the benefit of the trust. I might wind up finding that all the things you're doing is harmful to the trust and the trust beneficiaries. Okay? I haven't gotten there yet because that's why I'm trying to push this matter through. So we're going to take this one small step at a time, but I'm ordering an injunction against you not to contact the buyers directly or indirectly with respect to any information concerning this transaction. Understood?
Yes, and I've never contacted any buyers.
But you're suggesting that they need to know that.
I'm suggesting if he knew it.
That's not
a okay, that's fine. Okay. That's fine. I understood what you
said.
My next question was, do you get a Liz Pendens I filed in this matter?
Well, it doesn't matter if he got it. I got it.
Oh, okay.
They're told that it's filed.
So are the buyers aware of that there's a Liz Pendens? I'm not allowed to ask that?
No, you're not allowed to ask that at all. That's not to you. I don't know who you gave notice to.
Oh.
If you said notice
well, I give it to you.
If you said notice of this Liz Pendens to a contract buyer, you're going to be right back in court here so quickly your head's going
to
ring.
I don't even know. I'm not going to talk to the contract buyer.
No, but I don't know if you're going to send something.
I'm not going to send a thing to the buyer. I would never do that. I'm not doing that.
Okay.
So I'm assuring you. I am assuring you I'm not doing that.
If we have a sale, the Liz Pendens is going to go away because it can't be sold over that. It can't clear title.
Correct.
Okay,
now I don't think I filed it properly in the county and recorded it with the thing I gave it to
you. If you improperly file a Liz Pendens, you're at risk for whatever.
Okay, here's why. Because you
withdraw your Liz Pendens then.
Well, I'm not quite sure I filed it wrong. So I'm pro se. We'll have to get to that. But the point was, you asked that everything come to you in this case.
But you didn't do it.
I did. I gave it to you in October of 14.
I didn't prove it, though. I held it because I didn't order it being filed.
Okay. So, and in the meantime, all of a sudden we get alerted there's a pending sale.
Right.
So I had that would have denied me the due process to file a Liz Pendens properly.
No, all you had to do once he went ahead and gave notice, because he can't sell it without getting court approval. Okay? And so once he filed to get court approval, you had notice. He gave you notice in the hearing.
Well, that's just the other day.
Well, that's when this all started.
Well, I filed the Liz Pendens first.
Okay, all right. So let's
prior to his notice.
So,
I know that you have something else pressing, but I'm concerned that I don't understand something Mr. Pelletto said, and I want to make sure in court that I'm clear. Did you say that there's a chance that the buyer backs out of this contract if it's not done by March 31st? Or just
that is correct.
Walks away from the deal?
That's correct. I didn't see that as a contingency.
I actually have a document.
Is there another document here?
There's an addendum. I haven't allowed my client to sign the addendum. That because the addendum is that they had a chance to inspect or cancel,
right.
So they exercised their right and they said we will accept it as is if it closes by March 31st. I have not let him sign that because I don't know that we technically needed court approval to sell property and trust. In this case, we wanted your
approval.
We were not going to do it otherwise.
One and the same.
We're not doing it otherwise, sir.
Right, that's one and the same.
You're right with that, son.
If we don't sign that, then there's no contract at all, and the buyers are not bound by anything. And ultimately, what's going to happen is we're going to have to lower the asking price by $30,000 to get these guys to go forward most likely.
You know what? For right now, subject to me assessing the financial consequences of that to the person who caused this sale not to go through, that's what I reserve. But Mr. Rose, part of the problem is it's like what I tell people when they file emergency hearings. Not everything that seems to be important is an emergency. You may have an important reason, and I think you do, to try to sell this by the 31st. It may keep this deal alive, and it may save someone $30,000. But I can't use that as a basis to deny the beneficiaries the chance. Now that we kind of agree that they have a right to be involved in this to some degree, not contacting the buyers. So there's a trade-off here in that. And so, if this was life or death, I would go for life. But it's not life or death. This is a piece of property. Okay, the property will just stay. If this buyer backs out,
the buyer backs out, and I'll deal with that.
Again, I'm just to clarify for me, what things can the beneficiaries do to help bring whatever they want to bring to bear to make this happen faster so that we at least know what the expectations are?
Well, okay, that's a good question. The answer is, now that the beneficiaries have notice, okay, if they have an objection that's bona fide, that's based upon for example, here's a potential bona fide basis. No matter what testimony I've heard about the reasonableness of this, the property is really worth more. And if it was, that's something that you, Ted, would want to know.
Yes.
And so let's say that, I don't know who did this appraiser, but, you know, a bona fide appraiser said for some reason, and this is James Hackett, okay, and some other MAI appraiser said, no way, you know, Ted, this is a $1.4 or $1.5 million deal. You may want to know that.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's one thing, and because I'm told that it's not like the history of the listings as they decrease and the appraisal has been shared. The appraisal was done as of July of 2014. So did anyone get, did the beneficiary get this appraisal?
No.
No, Your Honor. In fact, I would not have been... I would like you, to, if you would, Ori Tennis, to expand your injunction to prohibit the filing in the public records of any of these exhibits, including the appraisal and the sealing of this.
To the exhibits,
and this, well, he has a copy of it, though, and the seal. He now has the appraisal. I would not have advised him to give a copy of the appraisal with that.
Elliot can't file anything without sending it to me first.
But he puts it on the internet, and we don't want the appraisal to be on the internet.
I've already ordered him not to do anything that can directly or indirectly contact any aspect of this transaction with the buyer, that's direct or indirect.
Well, we didn't share the appraisal because, frankly, we were concerned that it would be public and that would defeat their chance of selling it. It really wasn't.
Nothing's easy here.
Right.
It's not going to get easier.
Okay.
Okay. Until we can get hearings where I can start to knock off some of the issues, which is what I've been saying now, broken record. At some point, either Elliot's going to be sustained on his positions or he's going to be overruled, but one way or the other, we can put some of this stuff to rest. The problem is we're doing all this business with some of the meats of the case still up in the air where I haven't been able to adjudicate. The claims that Ted should be removed, the claims that there's wrongdoing beyond Spolina and Tesher. The trust is not valid. I mean, this. Give me a chance to rule on that. Because once I rule on that, then the matter's over with on those, and you'll know one way or the other what to do. Understand what I'm saying? So that's why I figured if you're in contact, I'll use that. And you know, I prioritize hearings on this case. So as soon as we can, I'll give it to you. All right.
Your Honor?
We have one other thing. Just for 3 seconds, Ms. Fogliata would like to go forward with the inspection on Friday. And I have no objection to it because it has to be done at any point. She already has it scheduled.
That's fine.
The only issue is the prior order said Elliot could be present outside the house, but not go physically into the house during the inspection. We just like to maintain that same rule.
No, Your Honor, you just said in the other last hearing.
If I could just for one second.
But I could video and everything.
I just want to clarify a few things because we went so quickly through it. I just want to bring to Your Honor's attention, if I may approach, an order that was prior entered on this, on Mr. Brown as curator to the motion, where you cap the price of the inspection at $500 for Mr. Hiddle to do it. And then you included language that Ted and Elliot could be there but could only be outside. So what my petition has, which is directly under that order I've just handed you, Judge, is we're actually asking for a few things, and I want to address something that Mr. Rose brought out, up outside to me, too, that I just confirmed with Mr. O'Connell. We are asking for an appraisal, an inspection, and to take possession and move the property in the house. Now, when Mr. Hill originally agreed to that $500, that was if things were not boxed in boxes in the house. We've since found out that there are. He had said previously, if things are boxed, now I need an assistant, and it's not going to cost $500. So what I'm seeking is to have Hall & Hall, a different appraiser, actually do this, not Mr. Hill, at a rate of $125 an hour, and also to get him an assistant at a rate of $100 an hour. So that's the first thing.
And the task that these people will undertake is what?
Is to inspect the property that's currently there, because there's been allegations that some of the property is missing, to do another appraisal, because there have been allegations that the first appraisal was done incorrectly.
Appraisal
and then,
of the personal deed?
Yes, Judge.
But let me ask you something. This is being done this way in connection with the sale of the property?
Well, we had always planned on filing another motion because we found out that Mr. Hiddle couldn't do the appraisal or the inspection, excuse me, that you ordered for the $500. And now we've just, you know, kind of brought it to the forefront here because of the sale of the property. But either way, it needs to get done. It's always been something that's on our plate. So.
Okay, so inside this house is what that belongs to the estate?
Personal property of the decedent.
Like
furniture. I haven't seen it myself, but I believe it's furniture, things that are boxed, sorts of trinkets and things, but... The way that I understand it, it's box, tangible personal property, and also personal property that's just outside.
And none of that is being sold with the unit, is that true?
That's what I've been told. I haven't seen the contract.
So everything then, other than things that are not to be detached, is going to leave there and go to the estate? Is that the idea?
Yes, Judge.
Is that the idea?
It is, but I would suggest... That if there's not a closing, that you don't empty the house.
Well, I'm not, okay. I mean,
there's two different issues. I think they can do their inspection. I have no problem with that.
Okay.
And we understand it's an increased cost. I don't believe they should do another reappraisal.
Well, I don't know that I need an appraisal now. I mean,
the only reason
if you want to make, let me just say, if you want to, in anticipation that there's going to be a closing and that the items of personal property are going to leave there and go somewhere else, and where will at the direction of the PR, you'll say where you want it. The idea of having an appraisal is something that we can wait on because, the items are in the house now and ultimately will be taken out of the house.
The only reason we were asking that is because we have to have Colin Hall already go to the house to do the inspection, and since he will already be there and will be charging the same rate, we figured we might as well just have the appraisal all done at the same time rather than having him have to go back and us come back on another motion and go through that whole thing. So if we could just do it all at the same time.
How much is this going to cost, though?
It depends on how much is in the house. I don't know how much it could take one day. It could at the most take 2 days, although from what I've been told from Mr. Rose, there's not all that much there. So I'm hoping it will be one day. But, it's hard to say without me having actually seen
what's in there. One day, between the two people, that's $250 an hour.
Yes, Judge.
So in 8 hours, that now could be...
And if he's got to go there anyway to do the inspection, he might as well do the appraisal at the same time.
In that time frame.
That's right, Judge. Yes, it's for both. That's the rate that we reported for both. So I would ask that, so he doesn't have to go back and incur additional fees, so we don't have to file another motion, incur additional fees, that we could do the inspection, the appraisal, and then, take possession in store, or we could hold off
possession?
On...
possession? Because he needs to sell with furniture in there, that makes it...
We could hold off on that. That was only in anticipation of the sale, Judge, that portion of the motion.
So, inspect and appraise. Okay, approved to inspect, appraise, but not remove.
Okay, and then the next thing, Judge, is that part of this motion was to inspect some office property, which we briefly spoke about yesterday, and Mr. Rose said that there's nothing there, but I just wanted... to be clear that Your Honor still, allows us to go ahead and inspect and appraise that.
You're allowed to inspect property under the rules, true?
Okay. Sure. And then, Mr. Rose agreed yesterday that the trust would pay for, and Elliot had no objection, the inspection and appraisal of the home and the property in the St. Andrews home, and we would ask for the same thing for the office stuff, although it seems like there might be nothing there, so there may be no cost associated with it.
Have not an assistant, if there's nothing in there.
Right, exactly.
That cost could be minimized by
yes.
Just someone verifying that there's nothing in there.
That's correct, Judge.
I mean, that sounds like it's a good thing.
And then the two other things is the prior order that you have in front of you did limit Elliot and Ted from going in, and then Your Honor made whether it was a ruling or not, I don't know, but you made a statement at yesterday's hearing that Elliot was allowed in and was allowed to video, and so I just wanted Your Honor to know that there was a prior order that you entered, and I wanted to make sure that the estate wasn't doing anything contrary to either your oral statement yesterday or your written ruling prior.
Okay, I'd love to think about this.
Oh, Your Honor, can I explain why you made that decision?
Leaving everything in there.
No, but this is very important.
What?
Okay, the reason you made that decision yesterday is because Joy found out yesterday that not the only thing in the house is supposed to be my dad's house stuff. 4,000 square feet of furniture and possessions of my mother's condominium are also supposed to be in that house. You made a court order to inspect those items at that property. We just found out yesterday from Joy that there are claims that Mr. Rose has, or Ted, somebody has sold or otherwise moved properties.
So what's there to inspect?
Well, to find out what's missing from...
The appraiser that goes in
right.
is going to not look at title, but look at items in the house.
Okay, I'm not going to...
They will photograph and prepare a report of what's in there. They're not going to remove it. It's staying in there. So I'm not sure what you're getting at.
Because they're saying nothing's left.
Because they're saying nothing's left. I have...
Left of what?
Of the personal property. Things are missing.
There is personal property.
Of Cy, of Shirley.
But see, the appraiser is not determining title.
Okay? Well,
he's going to determine what's in there and what it's worth.
Well, the court was told one thing, and then he had no right to sell personal property, right, meaning that was in their custody.
But I don't know, and I'm not dealing with, if something is sold, I'll deal with that.
Well, why would you? I'm a beneficiary. Why would you preclude me from an inspection?
But I think you'll be disruptive.
I won't.
I'm ruling on that.
I promise you not to be destructive. Or in any way.
The answer is no. You can be present.
Okay.
You can make outside. You can watch the appraiser go in. If he wants to speak to you, he can, but you can't make him. He's going to look at whatever in there. He inventories, he photos, he does all that, and then it's available to be looked at some point later on. And I don't want this being a show, and that's why I'm changing.
Well, here was the other part that I needed. If we're going to do this evaluation of the house, Mr. Paletto in the statement says that, in his affidavit or something, says there's $300,000 of damages and remodeling costs, and it's in... Well, I was with my dad a lot at his house before he died. The thing was... immaculate, perfect, just had an elevator put in. I don't know the cost, but my point is the house wasn't crumbling apart like it's being portrayed. I want to know, did they rip out the copper? Is the wall missing? And we've taken...
an inspector who did an appraisal who went in, and I think...
Well, I haven't looked at that yet.
Okay, yeah, I mean, you know, he describes the condition.
Well,
Well,
if I'm going to get another inspector possibly or a second opinion, I'd sure like to go in.
Appraiser, if not you.
Okay.
You make a bona fide motion to have it inspected by a bona fide, appraiser, I might let that person in. Maybe there won't even be an objection on their side. Because that's an appraiser is not going to move stuff around. They're going to look, take pictures, that's the problem. But they don't want to take everything.
So they're gonna take pictures. Can Joy take video possibly?
Well,
so
I'm not telling them how to do their job.
Okay, but there will be photo evidence.
We'll see where it goes, but for what you want to accomplish, you need to do through separate motions if you think there's something in there. But why don't you wait to see what at least is reported about being in the house, and then you can make up your mind what you
want. Oh, okay. Okay.
And I'll use the same language from your previous order. And then the very last thing, which shouldn't take long, is just that we need $500 from the trust to put up front as an initial deposit to get this thing rolling tomorrow. So I would ask that as part of this.
There's no objection with one clarification. I mean, I personally am not paying any of this. Under the statute that allows the personal representative to request money from a revocable trust, we've agreed for this purpose only, we will advance the trust. So I'll give her a check for $500 today for my trust account.
Thank you, Judge. I'll write that up and get that.
All right, thanks. Okay, bye.
Thank you for your time.
Okay, no problem. Give me your exhibits back. I'm not taking them.
I'll hold them.
Okay, and the Elf, forgive me that order on Elf that's
Can I, right now, schedule this hearing to continue so I can deal with the legality of if this is a legal sale? Meaning, we're going to have to deal with, I don't care if the price is right. Look, Your Honor, if the price is right, I'm all for it. But if the deal is going to put us into a legal quagmire of fraud, possibly, and make decisions that lead us down that path, I think I have to have a hearing that continues this hearing to determine if the trustee is acting within the statutes. It's real simple. If he's not, then whether the price is good or not isn't the key. The key is the statutes aren't being followed. I don't want to have to bond, you know, people. But, you know, obviously, if we're going to take a risk of violating statutes to get a sale done because there's a buyer who just popped out of the woodwork today.
I can't give you a hearing right now.
So a continuation of this here.
Well, you see, for something new. I'm not. They're still right now. I know the sale is for April 20th. They're going to come in before then to get an order that actually allows them to close on that date.
Or advise you that they've canceled.
Or
they've
canceled.
John. You feel like I'm committing crime.
Thank you again, John.
Thank you, Joy. All right, I'll see you on time. Did we get all those exhibits? We got all his exhibits. Okay. Your Honor, my wife brought you a banana since you didn't eat lunch. You want it? Okay. Thank you for skipping lunch.
What happened to it?
Honey,
we're the ones who have a right to know.
It's our personal property.
Duty to inform.
You're going to prison. Out. You're going to prison. It's just a matter of a few more hours. He's going to learn how I run the news. Slowly.
You have to sit and wait on the throw up.
No, we'll wait. Time is coming. Slowly, methodically, run each run so that it slips and breaks that spine. Nice. Murder of Stein, maybe. Conspiracy to commit murder. A lot of things go on. Slowly. What? Here, no. Can't.
Heaven forbid we run into our parents' home, right? Not that everything's already taken, we know what permit could be done.
But they let a lot of trash in.
Right.
White.
Is it Hollow Hall?
Let me see, their assistants are different companies, so let me see what needs to go.
So the community hearing to determine the legality of.
So who'd you sell the property to? Pam, Lisa, Jill, and Ted bought it?
No, Ted's going to prison for it. With that one.
Can I take a look at the order before?
Absolutely, yep, I'm just gonna read.
We got here, that's just a real.
Hold that, please.
If I can get in there, if they walk out, you're okay with me giving it to them like this, right? If they, for some reason, he walks out and I can hand it back?
I'll be at the end of the hall, boy, if you.
Okay.
See those poison results on your father, Ted? Happy with those? 3 times the reportable level of arsenic and cadmium? Yeah. Did that girl next door to you that you were renting office space to, Ted, get arrested for injecting people with drugs? For her 2nd time, is she still serving? She's your good friend, right? Ted? Check out your tongue? Parents are real proud of you. Especially from hearing that. Okay. Oh, he's gonna hang.
It's tiny.
Little boy Ted's gonna hang.
It's illegal for them to sell the property. It's only the property too.
So you don't have to ask Joy.
That's the point.
What?
That was the point that was.
Right, there's no legality what they did. Don't participate in Joy.
One fifth of the family heirloom belongings, his parents, is his.
Joy, you should be in the police department and notifying them. I already have, sure should join that motion.
I'm gonna throw up.
That action and notify them and this stuff, because I'm gonna hold everybody accountable for where it went. You buy us out, true up nonsense that they're trying to sell. Stay far away from that. Oh. Like I told Ben Brown, the first day I met him, I said, it's so scary what's going on a federal level in my life that you should run now. And then he ran. No, I told Joy. He's just focused.
Sorry, guys.
No, I'm not. But you know what I mean. If that property is missing and you're responsible and you haven't alerted the police,
yes.
There could be.
Yes.
Bring up the check table to your law firm's trust account.
That works. And I'll have a courier come over and grab it.
Yep. But you also can get it tomorrow if you know I'm
at it. Oh, yeah, that works too.
I'm not a courier.
Okay, that's perfect. That works. Hold on one second.
Can I get a copy of that check, Joy?
I added this.
Okay, sure. We can be responsible. We were given no notice. We had a... We had no way to determine if the property was being sold properly. Beneficiary is going to be...
Well, maybe I'll get that, and then maybe I can get that in there to him, which would be good. I do not want to interrupt that trial, though he is not happy.
This isn't the estate of Simon Bernstein.
What?
Is that?
No, this is...
Oh. Gotcha.
Order later. Have
you ever just put
in it?
No,
he's not. Boy, they're afraid of us going in that house.
Right, because we know that we're going to walk in and say, where is everything? It's all gone.
That's right. That's right.
It's their only concern. What, am I going to grab a couch and run out before I go over there?
Don't worry. Just remember, we had a lot of friends in St. Andrews watching everything. So, as smart as they might think.
And then we got to talk about what you were just saying, because I honestly was not listening. I was busy. You got to. You said something about the sheriff. So when you're done with that, let me know, and we'll talk.
Tell me the sheriff's report, please.
And it's under investigation. And you, no, and I'll send it to you. Make a note to you. And you need to know that. You should contact the sheriff because you're responsible for the property. And the minute he told you it was sold, it's Andrew Panzer, and I'll send you the. Yes.
You'll send me all the information.
I will. I'll send you the police reports and the autopsy report, which will scare the hell out of you. Triple the arsenic level. This is insane. Judge just thinks it could massage out. There better not be a fork missing, a spoon.
Okay, the ledger in your office?
The ledge. You know, like the receptionist area.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, well, your law firm's trust account.
Okay.
$500, whatever the balance is, you let me know, we'll take care.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Joy. Take care.
How nice of you to spend our money.
Don't worry, it's called disgorgement. Get it all back plus damages. For fraud and everything he's doing. He's going to prison, is what he's doing.
Would you ask if they would like to know what happened to the property in Aragon? I have told you.
Don't bother that. Tell it to the police.
This is where you should be intervening down there. You know what the story is. You can know it.
She should be notifying the police. And she probably will. Because I give them her name too.
Who they sold
it to? Just said no. The court. They said it was boxed up and taken to St. Andrews. That's in the hearing. Right, you got all those letters from Ben saying it all went to the house. It's all safe. Don't worry. Sit tight. They lied to everybody till now they know we're coming in. And they sold it. And by the way, Ted had no right to sell it. The only people who could have sold it was Felina and Tesher. They didn't. Ted never gave it to them. He just walked up there. What Ted really did with this stuff, if you want to know, Bertie told me. Is he put it into a house that he had, a second house, filled it up with real nice furnishings, and sold it at a premium price after he paid off his mortgage with money we think is coming from the estates and trusts. He's suddenly paying off his $7 million home, all his mortgages, suddenly from somewhere else.
While he's being evicted
right,
out of his offices.
And so, you know, you got to watch where the money's going. Follow the money. That's what my good investigators say. Federal guys. So, you know, this is very serious stuff.
Yeah.
Cleon Palmer. You know that.
How are we on this?
So I think you need I think you need to contact Andrew Bander, the sheriff. Oh, I haven't.
Yeah, make sure that that's okay.
I can't read this last one.
Here, let me read it out. This is just from the Simon Trust to distribute $500 to the state to pay the required initial deposit for the above by 5 p.m. on Thursday, March 26, 2015. The court authorizes and approves the making of such payments referenced in paragraphs 2 ABCD above.
Is that the only order coming out today?
This whole thing is that only order that I've got,
right? Okay.
Which is going to supersede the one that he entered yesterday, which was too generic and.
Well, we should have been able to. That's okay.
Will you take pictures and video? Whatever he does, I let him do, and then if we have to go back in, based on what we have, so this is going to be a two-step process. It's going to be one we go in. If it's his practice to take pictures as part of the rate, then I'm going to let him do whatever he wants. But I can't ask him to do anything outside of what we were just approved for. So if he doesn't take pictures and video, we get this report and we say, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. These are the reasons why we need to have video. And then we come in on another one.
So now now we know that the stuff from the condo isn't going to be there. Part of it. All go, no accounting, no receipts, no nothing. Lied to a court. Oh, they just can't stop committing crimes. Oh, I mean, yeah. He didn't tell them that Stansberry made a claim that but you got your appraisal, didn't you?
Oh, I got it.
Got it. Can't resist a pretty face. Right.
I gave up on the meeting of storage.
Booking other several office properties. I just was informed
that
he might be moving this stuff. So we can get from Rose a statement. Get a statement from him. Asking him what was Simon's property. Where's his computers? Cy had his own servers. The office was divided into two parts. My dad hated Cy so much he kept them out of his sight, according to all the employees.
But where is office? All of Cy's companies, the registered address, the agent,
the address, the company. Bill has pictures of the furniture in the office. Oh my God, sue them for 2.5 million for stealing. That's what that whole litigation is about. That Ted stole his money. I've never done anything wrong.
Right.
You know what? He chastises me like that all the time to keep me in line.
Yeah.
You know, I'm excited. They're lying through their teeth. It makes me want to jump on them.
It's hard. But hey, we got this done. This is one step in the right direction. We're going to expect it to a whole new appraisal, which, thank goodness, what I really want is to see if this guy even agrees with what was originally done. And then we'll take it from there.
Send Alan. All the properties that he and Cy were in, office location, and what happened to Cy's
personal property.
And for me to test
said that Ted was either giving them the files or all that, and none of it's in production. So, you know, 20 years of my dad's corporations, tax returns, you need all that. You burned it. I'm telling you, it looks like what they were going to do. You sell this house without another thing. Now I'm selling this house. The two of them might be going to the Bahamas. Ted's selling his house. You know, it's all...
And as the net is closing in, as I think...
You got the wrong people.
We're not even going. We're not going to go and stand outside. We're not going to go.
Right. We're not being accused of stealing anything, by the way. They are.
And they pay for
it.
Right. No, they want to share it. I get it.
Make sure they let us in the gate tomorrow. Okay, thank you. Oh, they had a bad report. Go, open that.
Time run them over.
What?
This time, if you see them, run them over.
Oh, God, don't tempt me.
Sunglasses.
We should not have switched the court date here.
What court date? Why?
You could have had a